stars of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Like, oh my God, I hope the teacher knew what she was doing.
Why is it so uneasy?
It's a miracle that everyone is okay today. We're grateful that they are.
Well, I mean, you know, you got to own up and just take responsibility.
One vision has been presented.
Bastard from a basket!
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show. Radio for Patriots, by Patriots, that knows what it's talking about. This is a radio show that goes anywhere, everywhere, and all those places other talk shows cannot. State of the art. You know, State of the Union, baby. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And we're also online at philhendryshow.com, where right now, if you have a backstage pass, but you must have a backstage pass, you can watch live streaming video of our show. It's what we call Phil TV in HD. And join all of us. These are all people heading over to their
going over to their widescreens
and watching Phil TV in HD. Booby, you check that out. And on Radio for Patriots by Patriots, we ask you also to join us as we lockstep and march over the tops of liberals and so-called progressives who want nothing more than to drive a spear right into the back of this great nation. Well, we won't let it happen. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Great to have you with us here tonight. Let's head on over to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted Bell at Ted's of Beverly Hills, and we're going to be talking with Ted this hour.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Thanks very much, Phil Hendry. This is Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills in beautiful Beverly Hills, California. We'd love to have you down for our slow-roasted, all-day cooked prime rib this Sunday. Join us for Easter. And, of course, Passover, too.
That's right, Passover.
Yeah, because the Jewish people, as you know, Phil, they have their last meal, and then they do whatever they do. And these holidays are very interesting because, I say this with great respect, I'm not the most religious guy in the world, you know.
Well, it's difficult to understand all the traditions.
But you say you're Catholic, right?
I was raised Catholic, but they're similar to the Jewish faith in that there is Lent. So
you don't want to say you're similar to the Jewish faith because it's not. I don't think it's respectful.
And what isn't respectful?
Well, you're Catholic. You're Catholic. You see, you're Catholic.
Yeah.
That's not anything. I don't know any Jew that wants to be compared to a Catholic.
All right, Ted. You know what? We can get into these discussions of religion at a little later. You know, that was very insulting.
I'm kidding around, to that part of what I said that wasn't a joke. I think it does bear some discussion, but that's for another day. That's for another Phil Hendry Show, Ted Bell segment. But I do very much do appreciate you having me on the program here tonight, Phil, because the issue at hand that you wanted to talk about, children, babies getting alcohol in these restaurants, I think it needs to be explored because I think the public is overreacting and I think that the news media is.
Well, what we had wasn't one story. Now we have two stories. I think we've actually had three stories over the last week and a half of toddlers being served alcohol by mistake. Now, in the one instance here, Applebee's restaurant in Madison Heights, Michigan, and the parents of a Michigan toddler accidentally served alcohol at an Applebee's restaurant last week, they have filed suit. They have filed a lawsuit against the restaurant. And we're going to listen to some of the audio from that particular story. This is an interview with CBS News. Taylor Dill Reese talks about her 15-month-old son getting drunk at a local Applebee's.
He was a little out there. He was saying hi and bye to the walls, and he eventually laid his head down on the table, and we thought maybe he was just sleepy. Nobody at the table ordered alcoholic drinks. We can't. So he definitely shouldn't have received one.
So that's just one of the mothers involved there, Ted. There was one other story.
You know, I forgive me for saying this. I have to doubt the veracity of that particular woman.
And why?
Well, I think it is a little. I don't buy her attempted humor there. And if you're talking about something that's very serious, then
what attempted humor are you talking about?
Well, she was trying to be funny. He was just saying hi to the walls, and
she's talking. The lady was talking about what, as far as I know. Okay.
Yeah, as far as you know, so you say, but you don't know.
Ted, I can assure you, I've heard that audio clip over and over, and...
Like you watched the video clip of the six-year-old getting patted down with a hand down the diaper?
That wasn't me. That was Herb Sewell. I want to... Excuse me.
I'm sorry, but that's what I thought I heard.
Well, you heard wrong. You heard wrong. Now, that mother wasn't trying to do shtick. She's saying that this baby, any mother that sees a 15-month-year-old child...
15-month-year-old? God almighty!
I meant 15-month-old.
You know, we're talking about alcohol, and I know that you're not drinking, but in order for us to have some credibility, this is a sponsored segment, I would hope that you would keep your mind on your business and not slop your way through this. And
I don't slop my way through my job at all. You understand that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, I don't like you intimating that I'm drinking on the job.
I'm sorry, Phil. I apologize.
We're talking about booze being served to children inadvertently. You're a restaurant owner. How does that happen?
I'll tell you how it happens, and I want people to understand that what we are dealing with is an age-old problem, Phil, and that is the problem of children in restaurants. Now, we have a very stressful situation working in a restaurant, especially a very busy restaurant, on a Saturday night, on a Friday night, a Sunday afternoon. Those are your three biggest days, and those are your three biggest parts of the day in the restaurant business. Sunday afternoon, Sunday for breakfast as well, most breakfast weekends, and, of course, your weekend dinners. And we had families in that have children that are loud. The children are a little out of control. They are running between tables. The parents don't do anything about it, and you have food servers who are becoming increasingly disoriented by that. They do not mean to serve the child alcohol. What happens is, because they are so stressed out and because they are so disoriented by these loud children, that when they go back to place the order, they inadvertently place an alcohol order. And their thinking is, if I can simply just quiet the child down. And
I don't understand what you mean by they inadvertently. Do they know that they're ordering alcohol or don't they?
They know they're ordering alcohol. What they're not aware of is that they are going to give it to a child. But it is a subconscious act. Anybody in the restaurant business knows this. It's a subconscious act when you've been around a lot of loud kids. And I know that this is going to sound predictable, Phil, but I have to tell you, you know, I put it squarely on the plate of these parents. You know, I know that they want to blame us, the restaurant. I know they want to blame this or that. You know, these parents, they let these kids run wild. They let their kids scream and yell until the food server, the waitress or the waiter, can't take it any longer. They're on overload. They go back to the kitchen, and they have, or the bartender, I should say, and they have the bartender pour them what should be a child's drink.
Well, how do you make that mistake? See, here's my question. If I'm a food server...
The way you make the mistake is simply if the child ordered a Shirley Temple or a 7-Up or something like that, you're back at the bar and you're filling that glass with some kind of a clear liquor and then some cherry syrup or something. You know?
No, you're making this sound like they don't know what they're doing, you know?
Well, they know what they're doing, but they don't mean any harm by it. They just want it to stop. Have you ever, you know, Phil? There's a lot of old books you read about people who are tortured, and they just want the torture to end, and they'll say anything, they'll do anything. They may not be in possession of any information that the torturer wants. Maybe we could bring waterboarding into this if you want, but they'll say anything and they'll do anything to just make it stop. And when we're talking about our waiters and our waitresses and our restaurants and very valuable people that they are, they'll say anything, they'll do anything. And when I mean do anything, I mean they'll do anything to make it stop.
And to make what stop?
To make the kids, the noisy kids.
I want to get back to this idea, and we're talking to Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. I want to get back to this idea that children are served alcoholic drinks by waiters and waitresses that don't mean any harm. They just want the kid to shut up. Now, this baby, this child that we were mentioning here in Michigan, and here's another story. A two-year-old Lakeland, Florida boy was accidentally, quote-unquote, accidentally served sangria wine. And this baby nearly finished his drink in the green plastic Olive Garden cup when a waiter came over with a panicked look on his face. She'd ordered orange juice for her son, but the waiter told her the cup contained tropical sangria. The manager came over and apologized. No one offered to call an ambulance, so she and her mother rushed the boy to Lakeland Regional Medical Center, where she says he was treated for alcohol poisoning.
That was that mother's decision.
Yeah, but here is a guy, there's a waiter who said he didn't know what he did.
He was shocked.
Yes.
You are shocked. You are panicked. You don't want to do what you just did, but you have no choice. And that is, I've got to make the kids stop. I've got to make these, I've got to somehow calm them down. And I've got to somehow make my life and the serving of food and my job and everything in between more enjoyable. And so what do? You almost subconsciously go to the bar and you order a drink that finds its way to the kid.
Has this ever happened to you?
Yes, it happened to me one time. I was helping out with a very large party, and I went, and this child that they had was screaming and yelling, and a couple of them were running between tables, and I grabbed a bottle of table wine. It was a jug of Red Mountain wine, and I poured it into a sip cup. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And I remember walking over and saying, literally taking the child by the head, or just the back of the kid's head, and pushing the sip cup into the kid's mouth. And they told me, and I don't even remember, but they told me, I said something along the lines of, drink it, damn you.
Drink it, damn you. And what did the parents say?
I don't recall having any interaction with the parents. The parents themselves might have been unconscious of what was going on. But just to the audience tonight, and certainly any servers know what I'm talking about, when you are serving and you have to deal with these kids, you're going to, every now and again, order up an alcohol. You're going to try to get alcohol into that kid. You don't want to do it. You don't want to hurt anybody. But it's either you or the kid. And, you know, this is something we've got to get parents to understand.
Well, I don't understand what it is you need them to understand. I'm going to give our number here, 877-876-7445. What do parents need to understand? Do they need to accept this as some kind of...
Yeah, they need to accept it as an occupational hazard. That their kid is loud, and their kid is rude, and their kid won't shut up, and that means that it's very, very likely a food server somewhere is going to try to get some alcohol into the kid. And, you know, these parents, I'm telling you, Phil, you want to talk about me and my servers, these parents come into this restaurant, my restaurant or other restaurants, and they don't care about anybody but themselves. Their kid, their table, their food, and everyone else is an actor on the stage that is the grand drama of their little family. And so they wind up with the loud brat, excuse me for saying, and the rest of us have to pay in blood.
And oh, quit being so melodramatic, you know.
That's not, no. It's not melodrama. These parents let their kids run wild. They force us.
Force you to go to the bar and order up an alcoholic drink.
That's right. Our wait staff is at times so tired, they're almost in a trance from the stress of these kids' behavior.
Ted Bell joining us from Ted's of Beverly Hills on the mistaken serving of alcohol to children. This is the result, in his opinion, the result of the food server just wanting the kids to shut up and calm down, so they go over and they get booze to try to tranquilize them somehow. And it's the fault of the parents for letting the kids act the way they do. So if your child is served alcohol at a restaurant, if your as was the case here in this restaurant in Michigan, this Applebee's, or this Olive Garden in Lakeland, Florida, if your child is served alcohol, it's your fault you didn't calm the kid down. 877-876-7445. Your phone call is coming up next for our guest, Ted Bell. Is there any excuse? Is there any excuse for getting our kids drunk? Or is Ted just making excuses for himself and the restaurant industry? 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL.
That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Table 3, all right?
Steakhouse, come on down.
Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. As we were mentioning, you know, it's going to be Easter time, Passover. Great time to celebrate feasting with the family during the holidays at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Come on down.
Here at Ted's, we want to put on
guess where?
Now.
Oh, I missed.
Guess where? Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills, yeah.
Ted Bell joining us here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're going to get to some phone calls here, Ted, but the question that I have for you is that if you're putting off the serving of alcohol that has happened, ladies and gentlemen, three times in the last 2 weeks. We've had three news stories from different parts of the country, from the Southeast, Florida, the Midwest, Michigan. I think we had another one in the far West. Alcohol just being served inadvertently.
Well, Bill, look, you know, this proves my point. This happens because what happens in these restaurants? The parents come in, and with them may be the apple of their eye, but it's not the apple of my eye. All it is a very loud kid. And so I try to make it comfortable.
What did you say, it? You mean the child?
Yeah, I'm sorry, the child. I try to make the child comfortable, make the family comfortable. All right? But at some point, you have to recognize that you can't take it any longer, that the pressure. And when they come in, they'll say things. And my waitresses are put under an enormous amount of pressure. We do a very, very classy steakhouse. We don't have children's menus, but a lot of these families come in and they'll say, oh, excuse me, do you have a kid's menu? And that right there is like it takes years off your life.
And why?
What are you talking about, why? What do you mean, why? Because my servers have been trained to be, they're serving at a classy restaurant. It is not a macaroni grill. It's not the Cheesecake Factory. And
those are very nice restaurants.
Yeah, okay, Phil, you got your plug in. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
All right, no, I know what you're talking about, but I don't understand the whole thing about how it's stressful to have somebody ask you for a children's menu. That part I don't get. Robert in Rapid City, South Dakota, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell. Go ahead, please.
First of all, I'm a father of two sons, and I can't even believe what you're saying. You literally serve some kid wine to get them to shut up. How about I just shake my six-month-old son so he'll shut up? How about I just smack around my kid so they'll shut up?
Hold on for a minute. That'll kill him. But giving that child a little bit
giving
of alcohol...
Giving him alcohol poisoning will kill him. Are you stupid?
A little bit of alcohol is not killing him.
Giving him alcohol poisoning will kill him. Do you even hear the words that are
coming out
of your mouth?
I'm not doing it on purpose. Well, let me ask
you this.
Let's
give our kids alcohol.
Why don't you keep the kid quiet?
Let's let him start smoking, too.
No wonder the kid doesn't shut up. His old man doesn't. Why don't you keep that kid quiet, and then yourself, too?
Oh, hey, take it easy, Ted, will you?
Well, I'm trying to tell this guy something.
How about this? If you don't want to serve the parents or the kid, you have the right to refuse service to anybody as a restaurant owner.
We are trying, sir. We are trying to be accommodating. We're trying to be accommodating.
Well, you should be shut down.
Your kid...
Shut down. That's what you should be, is shut down. You shouldn't even open your mouth on the kid because you just sound more ignorant.
You don't have kids. You don't have kids. You're full of crap.
What do you mean he doesn't have kids?
I can tell. He doesn't have any kids.
I don't have kids.
You're out in a parking lot lighting firecrackers tonight. You got bored, so you called me.
Wait a minute. Let's just be serious here for a second, okay? I'm going to say something. Hold on. If the man just made a very good point. He said, why not refuse service?
Well, they come into the restaurant, and they order their dinner, and then the kid, after he gets his pie or his apple pie, whatever the hell, then the kid starts acting up, and then the kid's loud. Then my waitresses begin to get stressed out. Then they ask me, do you have chicken tenders?
You and the restaurant
how am I going to refuse service in this economy?
Right to get rid of them if they are being that obnoxious.
Meat.
So serve them wine?
All right.
Serve them wine. That's your solution.
All right. Thank you. It's a good point, sir. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with more from Ted Bell and the serving of alcohol to children. That was a mistake, but Bell says, well, you know what? The waiters get so stressed out, sometimes they don't know it, and they're trying to tranquilize kids.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL.
Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on our website, philhendryshow.com. Right now there's live streaming video of our show, which is our Phil TV and HD webcast. And you can join us by getting a backstage pass and watching our high-definition video cast of the only radio show in the world that's worth watching, The Phil Hendry Show. With me is Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Before we get to our phone calls, Ted, a couple of points here on serving alcohol to children. And you were mentioning that there's too much stress when the families come in and say, have you got a kid's menu? Do you serve chicken tenders?
Well, hold on. I want to go to this issue of alcohol because every mother listening to me right now, and maybe a lot of fathers know, that it has traditionally been, maybe if you want to call it an old wives' solution or remedy, for a child that is teething, huh? Yeah, when I say the word teething, all of a sudden a lot of mothers out there, they perked up because I just took a call from Marcy. She's listening to the show at home, and she said, you should tell Phil and his audience about this one particular incident. I don't want to get graphic, but we were having a lot of fun. It was right after Josh was born, and we were having a lot of fun. And Marcy took some vodka and put it on a certain part of her body. And after I was finished, she fed Josh. Okay?
And breastfed?
Yes. Right out.
And you had been... I don't think I needed to hear that story.
Well, I don't understand. What I'm trying to tell you...
Well, it sounds a little juvenile.
Juvenile? I'm a married man.
You didn't need to give me the whole background on that, man, okay? We can just talk about how alcohol will put a child out if they're teething, maybe, in your opinion. I didn't need to hear you and Marcy.
Boy. Well, you're just like all the rest.
Man, too bad.
That may be too bad. 877-876-7445, The Phil Hendry Show. Let's go to Pasco, Washington. This is Melinda. Hi, Melinda. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell.
Hi.
Hi.
First off, I am not going to call in and yell at anybody, but I just want to simply start out by saying
you.
That I worked in the restaurant industry for several years as a waitress, and to say that the restaurant industry and the servers as a whole want to just shut kids up by providing them alcohol is not a correct statement. There may be a few people out there that make some pretty unlawful and stupid decisions to do that, but as a whole, that's not correct. In all
Ted Bell. You know that as a food server, I'm the owner of the restaurant. I'm Ted Bell. Mm-hmm. You know that as a food server, it's very stressful to have these families come in and say, do you have a kid's menu? Do you have chicken tenders? Do you have this? Do you have that? When they should know, at least in my restaurant, we have a very adult restaurant, and if you bring your children, that's fine, but we're not bending over backwards for your kid. And that causes a great deal of strain with my servers who find themselves wanting to medicate or tranquilize the child, yes.
Now, I did agree with your previous statement of stating that it is frustrating when a child is being allowed to run around the restaurant and throw food
exactly,
and all
yeah.
of that, and I understand that, but the answer to that is not to unlawfully provide a alcohol beverage to a child that's not even yours. I mean, first off, I think that if that happens, I think the person that does it should be charged with endangering a child.
You're talking about me now. You're talking about me, the owner of the restaurant. One night we had such a problem with the table. I poured red wine into a sip cup, and I took the back of the kid's head with my hand, and I shoved the sip cup into his head, into his mouth, and basically said, in the name of everything holy, drink, or something like that. They told me later.
What do you mean they told you later?
That's how stressed out we were. I said something like, in the name of God or in the name of everything holy, drink it.
In front of the parents?
Yes, in front of the people. Boy, oh boy. I even got a waitress. And I'm sure, Melinda, you were a good server. But
I think the liquor board should come in and take away the liquor license. I think that the person that gave the liquor or the alcohol to the child should be charged with child endangerment, contributing to a minor.
That would be me. So you want me to go to jail? That would be me. So you're asking that I go to jail and all of my waiters. And I would say to you, you have not yet indicted the most indictable group, which are the parents that like to sit back, relax, put their feet up on the table, and watch as the fun begins when their kid drives everyone half mad in the restaurant.
Well, I think, Melinda, you sound very, very sober and thoughtful. And I appreciate that. And you also sound like you know the law very well, which, of course, every food server should.
Well, I don't think he sounds aggressive enough, but you should be ready to defend me, the owner, the boss.
In this case, I would not, because of the fact that being a server can be stressful, but serving patrons regardless of, I mean, it's part of the job.
Boy.
It is part of the job, and it is the job and profession that one chooses to do.
Right.
If they are not able to handle it, then get out of it.
Well, you're just like all the rest.
What does that mean, you're just like all the rest?
If being like all the rest means protecting the children, then I agree with that statement. I am like the rest when it comes to protecting the children.
No, you are right. Being like all the rest is basically saying to me, the owner of a restaurant, excuse me, do you have chicken tenders? Knowing full well that's like taking a spiked heel and jamming it up into blank, blank, blank.
But asking me if there's something on the menu that's not there would not make me want to.
Melinda, I
got to
go. I appreciate you very much, your call. 877-876-7445.
But I was rude. You hung up on that woman.
I'm trying to get through the calls.
When I'm making a good point, you hang up. And I'm telling you, Phil, and I'm telling your audience, when you have your child come into my restaurant and begin that cacophony, that loud, screaming, wailing, static, single note, I can't describe it. I know that every restaurant owner out there knows it. When you have that happening and you do it willingly, that is the same thing as waterboarding me. You know, and I don't want to be melodramatic.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I don't want to be melodramatic, but that's what it is. You might as well waterboard me. And so what will I do? What would any sane man do? I look for relief. What kind of relief? I try to tranquilize the animal, and then you realize it's a baby, you know. And so
What do you mean tranquilize the animal?
What does a hunter do when he goes into the jungle and there's an animal in there that's going to kill him? He hit him with a tranquilizer dart. That's what I do. I see what it is, I try to tranquilize it, and then I realize, wait a minute, it's a human being.
But you still try to tranquilize it.
To the extent that it's, I'm not going to tie it to a pole and carry it back to camp.
877-876-7445 is a bizarre, bizarre set of comparisons you're making tonight, sir. Here is Nalani, I think, in Hawaii. Hello, Nalani, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, first of all, I have to say I'm a mother of an 18-month-old son. And
yes,
what
ma'am.
I'm hearing right now, it's making me very furious. I come from, you know, a very nice, laid-back place, but I just can't think right now. I mean, if you say that, you know, mothers give their children booze for cheating, if I want to do that to my son, that's my choice. But
yes, ma'am.
you should leave the decisions up to us. Don't go behind our backs and be giving our children booze in the restaurant. But that's not your decision to make.
Well, Nalani, I want to say, this is Ted Bell, first of all, and I want to say that you have a very beautiful name, and your name evokes the very relaxing and beautiful atmosphere that is Hawaii. And we have opened the Ted's of Beverly Hills, by the way, in Honolulu, which we're very excited about. But I wanted to get to the main point. You're right. It is your choice, unless you're not doing anything about it. At which time then...
What do you mean, unless she's not doing anything about it?
Don't I have some say in it?
And no, that's her child.
Well, I know it's her child, but what I'm trying to say is if Nalani's child has gone into what I call that static siren, that... You know what I mean, Nalani?
Yes.
Nalani, okay, so you know when a baby will go... It's one note. And
yes,
that's when I turn and very calmly walk back to the bar. You almost lose your own sense of self. I turn, I walk back to the bar, I lean over, and I tell him to hit me, you know. How about a water back? And then
what are you talking about, man?
I'm talking about...
I don't even know what that is.
I mean, that's why we have laws. If it was okay to give booze to infants and kids, I mean, every... So I could go around right now if you had kids, but could I give your kids booze and, you know, get
them off? Well, I would say, if to answer you honestly, if my son was making a racket and he was underage and he didn't understand, he was making a big racket and was driving you to the point of taking your own life and maybe the life of your child, too, in a double suicide, I don't know what you want to call it.
What do you mean double suicide? You know, everything you're saying, Ted, there's not one thing you're saying that has any root in reality.
What are you talking about?
I mean, you're telling this lady, if my son, you're talking about your son Josh.
Yeah.
If he's driving her nuts to the point of a double suicide.
I'm saying I would give Nalani the choice to, yes, medicate my son with booze. If it was that bad.
And
when
that's
has
your
any...
choice. But
right.
You can't go around making the choices for other parents. If you want...
When
to
has your restaurant...
That's
when has a
fine.
Kid in your restaurant, Ted, been so loud that you wanted to kill yourself?
How about every other night? When the children come in, Nalani, and not everyone is a beautiful woman like you with a beautiful name coming from Hawaii, and I'm very relaxed. Probably the minute I see you, I'd relax. But not with some of these mothers. The minute I see them, I can feel a stroke coming on. I can feel weakness in my left arm. I can feel what I call if you're familiar with the restaurant business, we call it the Kirk, K-I-R-K. Not Captain Kirk, but Kirk Douglas. And you can almost feel yourself start to do that.
Yes, but see, as a waiter, you have a job.
Yeah.
It's your job. And if you can't take the seat and stay out of the kitchen.
You're absolutely right, ma'am. But the job I have, I can't do if suddenly I feel myself kirking. You know? And
what is kirking? You could Kirk Douglas, the poor, the great actor who had the stroke?
Yes, if you're, and I say it with all due respect, I know Mr. Douglas, but all of a sudden you're kirking. You can't say what you need to say. And I can tell you it's a frightening moment.
Well, I don't think that any child that you've ever had in your restaurant, I bet you I'm willing to say, has ever pushed you to the point of kirking. Nalani, thank you very much for your call.
Okay,
yes,
thank
dear?
You.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your call. 877-876-7445. As we talk about the serving of alcohol to children, we've had accidental alcohol service, accidental alcohol intake at about three restaurants over the last couple of weeks of children. And when I say children, I mean toddlers at an Olive Garden. Another was an Applebee's and so forth. Ted Bell, the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills, says that this is sometimes something that waiters and waitresses feel they must do because the kid's driving them nuts with their noise and the parents drive them nuts with inane questions like, do you have chicken tenders? So our number is 877-876-7445. We'll be right back here with more. Our final segment with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills on The Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. The Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
is Ted Bell from Ted to Beverly Hills. I was familiar with Kirk Douglas. He'd eaten dinner here once, so I feel that I was. It was tasteful for me to mention Kirking, but.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Well, you understand what I'm saying, right?
Well, I don't know, Ted. I mean,
Hey, don't worry. It's all right.
877. Okay, if it's all right, it's all right. I would not necessarily use that comparison. 877-876-7445. Children and restaurants, and they have been forevermore linked, sometimes in very, very happy ways, and other times irritating. Children can run and play and jump and whistle and howl and make noise, and it disturbs diners. Ted Bell is with us, the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills, who said the incidents that we've been reading about and reporting of children being inadvertently or mistakenly served alcohol, it may not be a mistake at all. It is a subconscious or subliminal reaction on the part of the food server to try and calm or quiet down the child. 877-876-7445. Here is Megan on the Phil Henry Show this evening with Ted Bell. Megan, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm a mom of two, and my youngest is actually extremely ADHD. But there is no way that I would ever condone giving alcohol to a child, because one, that can cause serious problems. And the only place this man should be serving food is in prison. That is just ridiculous. There's no excuse for it. There's other ways you can calm down a child than giving them alcohol.
Like what? Well, like what?
Bring coloring sheets with you. I mean, if it's that big of a deal, bring stuff with you from home.
What if they haven't done that? You're talking about the parents. I'm the restaurant owner. What do you want me to do?
Well, why don't you have those things available?
Well, I mean,
I don't
but if it comes down to either giving a child alcohol or giving him a coloring sheet, I mean, come on.
There is no choice. The parents have not given this child anything other than the encouragement to act that way because they just pumped sugar into him, pumped an ice cream sundae into him.
Try to calm their child down, or you say, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. I mean, there are other ways to do it.
Well, what I did was I went to the, as I think you heard me say, Megan, I went over to our bar. I took a jug of Red Mountain that we had, a table wine. I poured it into the kid's sip cup. I walked back, and I was very calm. But at the very last minute, this is the occupational hazard. I couldn't stand it any longer, and I jammed it into the kid's mouth. And
jammed? What does that mean, jammed it in?
I took the back of the kid's head, and I said, would you shut up? So if I were the parent right there,
I would have stood up, and I would have taken the sippy cup and shoved it down your throat.
Oh, so you get to have the kid that screams and yells and causes problems. The minute I try to do something about it, you kick my ass. Thank you very much. Thank you for that. No, I appreciate it very much. Thank you. You know, I'm trying to operate a business, and you've let your child run
mad. Yeah, and you're doing it in a very criminal manner. I mean, what if that child has an allergic reaction or something? You want to live with that on your conscience? I mean,
what if I get a stroke? What if I get a stroke from your child's behavior? Oh, you didn't think of that, did you? What if I get a stroke? What if I Kirk?
Listen, I mean, get out of the business. Find another job. I mean, seriously, you can't handle it.
You can't tell. Then why don't you eat at another restaurant? Better yet, why don't you eat at home? You see, I've got an answer for everyone.
No, she is the customer. She's chosen your restaurant. What Megan is saying, Ted, she's the customer. You are the restaurant owner. You are the person that should be grateful that she is there, partaking of your fare, and giving you business. So this is not
whatever
some stare down between you and her.
Right.
Well, at our restaurant, the customer is not always right. And that's what gives us that cut-above service
Work at a bar or someplace that it's just adults. Because obviously you should not be around children. And if you have children yourself, I recommend that somebody take them away from you.
I have a son who is 16. So
they're
more than welcome. Really? You're sorry for my son? He goes to Beverly Hills High School.
Okay.
Now you don't have anything to say, do you? There, see? I told you.
I'm very proud of your son, but... Seriously, you're wrong. You are extremely wrong. Like, if you were to ever serve my child alcohol, honey, it would be a bad day for you. A very bad day for you.
Well, it's already a bad day for me.
That is not your prerogative. It is not your choice to make. It is against the law, and it is very wrong.
Your child came into my restaurant. That made it a bad day from that point forward. The fact that I gave him alcohol.
Yeah, that's because you choose to let it get to you. You choose to let it get to you.
Ma'am, even if you were to take your high heel off at that point and drive the heel into one of my eyes, the day would be improving over listening to your kid.
Oh, that's an asinine comment to make. And you know full well what the lady is saying. Thank you very much for your call, Megan. 877-876-7445. We're out of time, Ted.
Oh, of course you're out of time. No, that's I know you're out of time. You're always out of time when I'm about to come with a home run. When I'm about to swing for the fences and the bags are full and I'm going to park it near the Union 76 ball. Oh, well, gee, we're out of time.
Well, we are out of time.
Oh, I know that. I know. I know you're out of time, and you always will be out of time every time I have the chance to say something good. Forget it, right?
We don't even have time for the jingle.
Oh, you bastard.
Phil Hendry.